Boisterous town hall meetings have sent Republican congresspeople looking for cover in their home districts, with some representatives opting not to hold public meetings at all. Yesterday, a group of Miami voters packed the waiting room at Republican Representative Ileana Ross Layton's office to demand a town hall meeting to talk about health care. From Here and Now contributor WLRN, Rowan Moore Garrity reports.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. This is quite the group.
Yes, we are all together.
Okay.
You get the sense that Ileana Ross Layton's field office in Miami doesn't often see a dozen frustrated constituents show up in person to air their grievances.
She could have avoided this.
That's Derek Merlot.
I mean, this seems very confrontational, but this is not how we started. We started with a bunch of very polite people calling her office and writing letters and writing emails and having extended conversations with her staffers.
That was in December. Over the next 3 months, Merlot says, phone calls went unanswered, emails were not returned, and requests for a schedule of Ross Layton's public appearances were repeatedly rebuffed. Merlot's wife, April, says she's a lifelong Democrat who crossed party lines to support Ross Layton in a district that went overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton.
And I voted for her because I hoped and trusted that she would listen to constituent concerns, and that's why I'm here.
There was no formal organization leading the charge, just a group of voters who share a church or a workplace who got together online to push for a public meeting about the future of the Affordable Care Act. Lawmakers around the country are now discovering that avoiding public meetings over voters' concerns can invite a different kind of criticism. Here's Kathy Hirsch, who came along with another member from her Quaker meeting.
I'm concerned about Obamacare, but my main concern right now is access to our representatives.
As far as Obamacare goes, Ross Layton's district is home to more people who got coverage through the Affordable Care Act's exchanges than anywhere else in the country.
People in this district will die if ACA is repealed and not replaced with something equivalent or better.
That's South Miami resident Kirsten Wood. She says the law is important even to people like her with employer-based health insurance.
I didn't know until the ACA repeal talk started how much my health care is better because of the ACA. I am not the kind of meet with your congresspeople political animal. So this is new and frankly difficult for me. And it's incredibly disheartening to realize how hard it is to get access to our representative.
After a short wait, the voters went in four at a time to talk with Ross Layton's chief of staff. Librarian Paige Morgan was among the first to come back out.
I felt as though we were stonewalled and just given excuses.
Ross Layton's office declined a request to interview the congresswoman. In a statement, she said she values constituent feedback but can't accommodate every request for a meeting. Her office didn't respond to questions about how long constituents should have to wait to have their phone calls returned. For Here and Now, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Miami.